Welcome, and thank you for joining us for tonight's Our Daily Bread evening meditation. You can join us each morning as well with the Our Daily Bread devotional. These free, uplifting reflections will draw you closer to the heart of your Lord every day. Visit ourdailybread.org/meditation to find out more and subscribe. God has given you this moment to slow down and be still before Him. Now close your eyes and let your head gently sink into your pillow. He is here to receive you, just as you are. As we begin our reflective time tonight, try to get as comfortable as possible. Take some deep, calming breaths. Let go of today as you come now to the great shepherd of your soul, who knows just what you need. His invitation to you is one of rest, strengthening, and hope for tomorrow. Take a moment to say yes to him now, directing your thoughts, your energy, your heart, and every fibre of your being towards hearing his joyful and gentle voice. Good Shepherd, Lord of my soul, my every breath is a gift from you. Thank you that every moment I live, I am in the safety of your presence. Draw close to me in the stillness and fill me with your spirit. You know the challenges and the worries that are spinning around my mind tonight. May this evening be marked by reassurance and hope from your word. Psalm 23 says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." If you were stranded on a desert island and only allowed to keep two things, what would you choose? Would you be practical and take tools that could help you get food and water? Or would you take a more sentimental approach and choose meaningful things from your life that you simply can't be without. This type of question has been asked in many ways before, and it's so hard to answer because it forces us to work out what's really important. It reveals how much we struggle to be content with less. The opening line of Psalm 23 tells us, "The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing." The promise here is that we actually only need one thing to be content, to feel like we have everything we need. Our good shepherd, Jesus Christ. Contentment is not a goal to be achieved. It's a promise of Jesus' presence to take hold of. What do you think that you need to be content? What situations are you waiting to be resolved so that you can feel at peace? List those things to Jesus now and ask him to be your good shepherd in each one so that you can experience the true and lasting contentment of placing your life and your needs into his hands. As we turn to prayer, consciously relax every part of your body, starting at your feet and working your way up. When you get to your eyes, imagine that you can see inside of your mind. Switch off any distracting thoughts and close the door on tomorrow's to-do list. Come now into the sanctuary of your heart, where the Lord is waiting to hear your prayers. Breathe deeply with long, slow exhales. Breathe in. And out. And in. And out. And in. And out. Let's pray. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you that you alone are my shepherd. You know where to lead me, what your purposes are for me, and how to get me to the places that you intend. Every situation and worry is your personal concern. When the path is too steep for me, you carry me like a lamb in your arms. When dangers are all around, you fearlessly defend me. When I am weary, you are my source of strength and rest. I thank you, Jesus, for being my shepherd. Jesus says in John chapter 10 verse 11, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." Let's close with a final prayer. Thank you, Jesus, that all I am and all I have is yours. You always walk beside me. I know I can settle down and rest tonight in peace, because in your comforting and grace-filled presence, I know that I truly lack nothing. Thank you that I belong to you and not my circumstances. I place myself in your mighty hands again tonight. Amen.